Allie Pallmeyer Smith served for a period of time as a missionary in Kenya. After she returned to the U.S., violence broke out in that country that she had grown to love. As the atrocities mounted, her heart ached to help. Yet all she could do was to pray. And pray she did. But she became haunted by that thought, "All we can do is pray." Really, she thought to herself, is prayer enough? In a newsletter, she asks, "How often when you find yourself in the midst of something difficult, do you hear, 'Prayer is powerful,' or 'All you can do is pray'? Does prayer truly make a difference, or is it merely a cheer from the Christian Palm Squad?" Allie opened her Bible for answers and found 2 Corinthians 1:11. "On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers." Later she heard from the pastor of a small church in the slum city of Kibera in Kenya. In the violence, the entire market burned down. Allie saw the pictures on the BBC. Yet the pastor saw what happened as the Lord taking over. While the building was gone, the real church was still standing. No loss of life in the congregation. I admit that I don't know how prayer works, but I know we are commanded in Scripture to pray. In obedience to God's instruction, we pray, and our mighty God answers. Are you praying for someone who is desperate for help from God? Don't stop. God will intervene as you help by your prayers.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.